if we look at the tetrapod, we have these pit now gone altogether, and here's that lower blood vessel hole there in the tetrapod. So in this respect, Livoniana kind of agrees with the tetrapod. On the other hand, we find that in the fish, a bone from the outer surface of the jaw comes down to here and ends, and it abuts against another bone up here called the preauticular. In the tetrapod, the bone from the outer face comes all the way up here, it forms a big tongue extending backwards, so, and it comes all the way up here beneath it. So quite a different arrangement. Livoniana here has got the junction and the bone exposed on the surface, just like the fish. So in this case, Livoniana agrees with the fish. So as you can see, depending on which characteristic you look at, it either lies sort of halfway between, or it agrees with the tetrapod, or it agrees with the fish. Exactly what you would expect from an intermediate form.
Hallberg believes Livoniana really is an elusive transitional form, almost exactly half fish and half tetrapod. It is certainly the only fossil yet discovered that shows the process of change between the two actually taking place.